You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have finished the gospel writings of Matthew last week, and we are going to be going to a new series. It's not really new. This was the first series that we started out with in this program, Thy Word is a Lamp. And this series is Psalm 119, which tells all about the Word of God. So we see when I started this program, this is what the Lord gave me to start with. And now the Lord is saying, continue with this psalm. We must go over this psalm again, Psalm 119. So the Lord has some truth in this psalm that he wants us to glean from this psalm. So those who have not gleaned it when it was first broadcast, then we now can glean from this psalm as we continue on this journey of feeding on God's word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So people of God, we have to understand that we have to allow God's word to reshape us and to reform us. So we are going to be starting on Psalm 119. And Psalm 119 has 176 verses. And we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, we see it head a set of 8 verses. So nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So we're going to be looking in all of that and understanding what Psalm 119 is. It's an acrostic psalm, a poem or a composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. So we see the letters of the alphabet will form each stanza, a group of 8 verses. So we see, people of God, that the Lord wants us to glean from these verses and to glean from Psalm 119 as we continue on this journey. So let us pray and begin and see where the Lord wants to take us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to go again into Psalm 119. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for the truth that you have in this psalm for us. Thank you, O God, for the hidden treasures, O mighty God. As we, O God, Almighty Lord God, are about to mine for these treasures, O God, as we are about to dig deep into your word, we pray, O God, that you will illuminate your word to us. We pray, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that as we continue on this journey, we will not stumble, because your word, O God, will give us the light that we need to walk, O God, in unison with your word. Father, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for your people who came out, O God, to hear your word. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that lives will be transformed. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord God, that we will be, O God, Almighty, the people that you call us to be, showing forth your glory and your praise. So we thank you. We give you praise and glory. And thank you again for this new series. Oh God, as we continue to look to you by faith, oh God, I thank you for teaching grace this evening, oh God, as I continue, oh God, to glean from your word. Father, we bless you, we honor and give you glory always. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen, amen, amen. So we are in Psalm 119, as I said. This is an repeat series. We are repeating what the Lord says. Go back over Psalm 119. So we are going to be going into Psalm 119, verse 1. But we see, as we said before, each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, it heads a set of 8 verses. So we see the group of 8 verses. The stanza is headed by one of the Hebrew alphabet. And we know that the Hebrew alphabet is 22 letters. So 22 letters, and so we're going to have a 22 set of 8 verses, which is 176. So we have to understand that, people of God. So we need to look deep into the Word and see what God is saying to us in this season as we look, and even the Hebrew letters and their meaning, and how we can look into the Word and see how these words can be applied to our daily lives. So we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, as we said, begins a set of 8 verses. And nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. Nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 132. These verses do not have words that speak of God's revelation. So we see, when we look on the 8 words for God's revelation, we look on one, which is word. It means thoughts, will, reason, meaning, something said, special revelation from God. This is word. Look on, and the second one we look on is law. So you're going to see these words over and over in Psalm 92, in Psalm 119, sorry. So we're going to see all these words: word, law, testimony, way, precepts, statutes, commandment, judgment. All these words we're going to see over and over, which means literally the Word of God. It just speaks of the Word of God. So we see law is the governing authority. We see number 3, testimony, which is evidence given by a witness or attestation. Number 4, we see way. It speaks of characteristics, course of action, manner, or mode of being. We see precept, number 5, rules of conduct. All of these words we're going to be hearing about so much in Psalm 119. We see number 6, statutes, written law of legislative body. The written law of legislative body. We see commandment, people of God, God's law or covenant. We also see judgments, a ruling or a moral decision by a ruler. And it also can mean justice. So we see, people of God, we're going to see these words so often in Psalm 119. And we remember that we said the only exceptions are verses 90, 121, 122, and 132 that does not speak of the Word of God. So we have to understand, people of God, how important this psalm is. How important this psalm is. And remember we said that the Hebrew letters, they head each 8 verses of Psalm 119. So it stands, is headed by one of the Hebrew letter, and each stanza has 8 verses. So we look on the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Aleph. The first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Aleph. And we see, people of God, Aleph signifies the number 1. Aleph signifies the number 1. Aleph indicates the oneness and unity of the Creator. So if you have your Bibles on or you're following me at this time, look on Psalm 119 and you will see at the top of the first 8 verses, you will see the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph, which indicates the oneness and unity of the Creator. So we see, people of God, the Lord our God is one Lord. He is one Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is one Lord. The triune God is one. So Aleph indicates the oneness and the unity of the Creator. So we have to understand as we go into this psalm that we also must be united with the Word. We also have to come in unity with God's Word. And when we start to practice God's Word, that shows that we are now united with the Word. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that we are called as the Father The Son and the Holy Spirit are one. So Aleph indicates the oneness and the unity of the Creator. So our lives, people of God, must indicate that we are in unity with God's Word. We must live a life that shows that we are in unity with the Word. So we are going to go to verse 1 of Psalm 119. Verse 1 of Psalm 119. And the Word of God tells us, we are reading from the New King James Version. He said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. When we look on the word blessed, it means happy or favored are those that are of a pure heart, undefiled. Your heart is pure. So happy are those that are of a pure heart, who lives according to the word of the Lord. People of God, we have to understand this truth, that we must be united with the word. We have to live according to the word. Happy are those that are of a pure heart, who lives according to the word of the Lord. When we are obedient to the word of the Lord, people of God, we are walking in purity of heart. Because if we are in obedience to the word of God, then that means we are walking in purity of heart. The word of God is pure. It's true. So we have to understand, people of God, happy are those, are blessed are those, are favored are those that are of a pure heart, who lives according to the word of the Lord. Look on verse 2 of Psalm 119. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Blessed are those that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Happy. Look at the word blessed. Happy or favored are those that obey the word of God, and those who wholeheartedly seek him. So we must not have a divided heart, people of God. We have to wholeheartedly seek the Lord. Seek him with the whole heart. We can't come half-hearted. We won't reach anywhere. We have to come wholehearted before God. The word of God tells us, if we seek him with our whole heart, we will find him. So we want to come wholeheartedly before God, seeking him wholeheartedly, and we will find him. Look on verse 3 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. When our hearts are pure, when we are united with the word of God, we do not do any iniquity. We walk in the ways of the Lord. We do not commit any wicked acts. We do not go around with guile and malice and bitterness in our hearts. But we will go forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. We will not harbor any iniquity in our hearts. For the word of God said, if we harbor iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. The word of God also tells us in Isaiah 59, 1 to 2, God's hands are not short and his ears heavy that he doesn't hear us. But if iniquity is in our heart, that will separate us from our God. So we have to understand this true, people of God. We want to be people who do not do no iniquity, but walk in the ways of the Lord. We do not commit any wicked acts, but we walk in obedience to the word of God. When we are walking in his ways, we are walking in obedience to his words. So we have to understand these truth, people of God, and do as the Lord said. We now have to walk in unison with the word. We have to now assimilate the word in our spiritual system, that whatever we say or do, however we respond, it will be according to the word of God. Our hearts will be pure. We will be undefiled because we are walking according to the word of God. Look on verse 4 of Psalm 119. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. The psalmist was saying, the Lord has charged us to obey his regulations constantly. To obey his regulations constantly. So we don't just obey sometimes, people of God, when we feel like. Even in the bad times, we must still obey. Good times will come, bad times will come, but it doesn't matter what season we are going through. We are to be diligent. We are to be constant, people of God. We can't be up and down and all around. We have to be constant in him. The word of God tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For when we come to him, we must believe that he is, and that he's a reward of those who diligently seek him. So we want to seek him constantly. In the good season, in the bad season, we want to be constantly seeking him. And the word said, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. So not only sometimes, but all the times, we should be keeping the precepts of the Lord. Look at verse 5 of Psalm 119. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. So the psalm said, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. So the psalmist was wishing or desiring for his ways to be turned towards keeping the mandate of God. And people of God, we have to understand, we must have a desire to please the Lord. We must have a desire to do his will. We must have a desire to turn to him wholeheartedly. So the psalmist said, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes, to keep your mandates. So we see he desires for his ways to be turned towards keeping the mandates of God. People of God, what's our desire today? Do we desire to keep the commandments of God? Do we desire to obey his regulations? Do we desire to obey the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we desire to obey him? Do we desire to obey his written laws? Do we desire him more than anything else, people of God? The word of God tells us that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Do we desire him? When we desire him, he will come and he will fill us up and he will grant us the desires of our hearts. But we must desire him. The psalmist said, oh, he was crying out, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I want to keep your written law. I want to keep your laws, oh God. That's his desire. What is our desire today? Look at verse 6 of Psalm 119. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandment. So the psalmist was saying, I'm not going to be ashamed. There shall be no disappointment in the life of those who reverence God and obey all his commandments. All his commandments, people of God, not some. We cannot be selective in which commandment we obey, but we have to obey all of his commandments. So we are called, people of God, to know and understand that there is no disappointment in our lives as we continue to obey the commandments of God, as we continue to walk in humble reverence to his great name. Look at verse 7. The word of God tells us of Psalm 119, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will praise thee, the psalmist said, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned thy righteous judgment. So we see, people of God, the name of the Lord will be praised when one is walking in integrity and have learned that God is a God of justice and righteousness. People of God, when we learn the ways of God, we are going to walk uprightly. So it is showing us, people of God, that we need to learn the ways of the Lord. We need to learn his ways so that we can walk uprightly. We can walk in our integrity, bringing glory and honor to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord will be praised. When one is walking in integrity, look on 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The word of God tells us that we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as God has called us out of darkness, we are called to learn his ways and to live a life which is praiseworthy. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. So when we learn the ways of the Lord, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, so when we learn the ways of the Lord, people of God, we will walk in integrity. We will walk as children of light, for we have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ. So look on verse 8, the last verse in this first stanza. Verse 8 of Psalm 119. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. I will keep thy statutes. The psalmist purposed in his heart to obey the mandates of God and beg the Lord not to abandon him altogether. He said, I will keep thy statutes. I'm going to obey what you said, Lord. Don't forsake me. Forsake me not utterly. Don't abandon me altogether. Don't abandon me. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. So we see, people of God, we have to call out to the Lord. We have to purpose in our hearts to obey the word of the Lord. We are called, people of God, to obey the word of the Lord. And we see, people of God, in Hebrews 13, verse 5. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, it said, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The psalmist said, forsake me not utterly. The word of God tells us that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to know the God that we serve, people of God. We have to understand that we have to partner with him. We have to understand and know, people of God, we have to unite with the word of God. We have to understand, just as the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit are united as one. They are the triune God. They are united as one. So we are called to unite with the word of God. We are called to allow the word of God to reform us, to reshape us, to renew our minds so that we will think right. We will act right. Our will be lost in the will of God. So whatever we purpose in our hearts will be in alignment with the word of God. So we have to understand that we are called, people of God, to live the word. We are not just called to speak the word, but to live it. And when the word is inside of us, people of God, when we become one with the word, we start to live the word. So we will understand, like the psalmist said, I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. He purposed in his heart that he would obey the mandates of God. He would obey the word of God. And he begged the Lord not to abandon him altogether. And God promises that he will not abandon us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we have to understand that God's word is true. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. So we have to understand and hold fast to the truth of God's word. Let us not turn to the right or to the left, but continue to look to God. Continue to look to the word. Jesus Christ himself is the word. He is the word at the beginning. And we have to understand, people of God, that Jesus Christ is calling us back to the word. He's calling us to feed on the word. For the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The word of God said, order my steps in your word, O God, so that sin will not have dominion over me. The word of God is to be sweeter than honey to our lips, people of God. As we continue to feed on the word, we find that the word starts to transform us. We don't think the way we used to think. We are not like we used to be before because the word is transforming us. The word of God tells us that the word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we see, people of God, the word is like a mirror. It shows us up, people of God. And when we are not going right, the word shows us up and bring great conviction to us. So we pray today that as we go through this psalm, that we will understand that we have to partner with the word. We have to become united with the word. And we have to walk in obedience to the word of God. And we will surely walk with that pure heart. For the word of God said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And when the word is inside of us, people of God, when the word is taking that preeminence in our lives, we see, people of God, we will see God. We will see him high and lifted up. We will see him in his glory. We will see him manifesting himself in our lives as we continue to seek him wholeheartedly. So as we come to this point and we come to the end of verse 8 of Psalm 119, we understand that, as the psalmist said, I will keep thy statutes. So we have the purpose in our hearts to obey the word of God and to know that the Lord will not abandon us, for he promised in his words that he will never leave nor forsake us. God bless you all this evening, and let us continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let the word transform us so that we can know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. God bless you here. Thanks for listening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to unite with the word and to walk, O God, as children of light. Father God, we pray today in the name of Jesus that you will transform us from the inside out, that we will show forth your glory and your praise. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise and glory. We thank you again for your people who took the time out to listen. And we pray, O God Almighty, that transformation will come to the hearts of your people. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As we look to you and give you thanks and praise, in Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen and amen.
In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.